Yankee news, I'm Ben Thomas. Tropical Storm Debbie's been pushing bad weather up the East Coast, but floodwaters are starting to recede in South Carolina. Julie Walker has more on the storm's movements.
National Hurricane Center's Richard Pasch describing Tropical Storm Debbie like a boomerang going back over the ocean, only to return again to Georgia and the Carolinas before moving east.
Could strengthen some. We are not forecasting it to become a hurricane again. The big threat from Debbie is going to be very heavy rains. We could have rainfall totals up to 25 inches.
Debbie already flooding parts of South Carolina and Georgia, where Savannah resident Michael Jones says he had to sleep on his kitchen table.
The water started pouring inside the house and furnaces started floating everywhere.
Parts of Florida trying to recover, including Natalie Haney's mother's flower shop in Live Oak.
The hurricane apparently has blown the roof off.
At least 6 people dying from the storm, most in traffic accidents or from fallen trees. I'm Julie Walker.
Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz have been spending their first day as running mates, rallying Democrats across the Midwest. Harris at a campaign rally in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Do we want to live in a country of freedom, of compassion, of rule of law? Or a country of chaos, fear, and hate.
Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance also held a rally in Eau Claire.
I think that what makes Donald Trump and I good candidates and a good team is that we're normal guys who want to make this country great again. And we want Americans to be able to live the American dream.
In Alabama, the Dale County coroner says a helicopter crash during flight training at Fort Novosel Army Base has killed the flight instructor and injured the student. And in Britain, police had been prepared for another night of far-right demonstrations at 100 locations around the country, but those failed to materialize as anti-racism protesters showed up in force. This is AP News. NASA says there's a growing possibility two astronauts on the International Space Station may switch from Boeing to a SpaceX ride to get back to Earth. Ed Donahue has details.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams were supposed to make a quick trip to the space station in June. NASA says there's lingering uncertainty over the safety of Boeing's new Starliner capsule. There have been problems with thrusters. One option being considered is for the Starliner to be cut loose to return to Earth empty. SpaceX is planning a taxi flight to the space station late next month. Seats could be made available for Wilmore and Williams on the ride back in February. That could mean an 8-month stay. Boeing issued a brief statement repeating its position, the capsule could still safely bring the astronauts home. NASA hired Boeing and SpaceX to ferry astronauts to and from the space station after space shuttles were retired in 2011. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Real value shows up in reliability you don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.